B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You can take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale, where you're going to get 40% off all windows and doors. That's pretty amazing. And I'll hold that out till December 31st, so you have some time. But call 1-877-1877, go Guida, or just go online to goguida.com. Now, every once in a while, for the preparation of the show, Tyrone will throw something in that he knows is going to tweak me. He's like that. He's sly like that. So today, I see this in my packet. And there it is. It's right there. And the headline says, is Penn State football coach James Franklin underappreciated for his accomplishments with the Nittany Lions? You can see that right there. Now, Tyrone, tell the people what your real goal is in putting this in my packet.
I put that in the packet because
I was there when he did it.
One, you're definitely going to look at it for sure. And two, I know you disagree.
You basically want to see my head explode.
It's not that.
When you do this.
No, I don't want your head to explode. In all seriousness, there's a disconnect between your expectation for the Nittany Lions and it seems like every other Penn State fan and writer on earth.
Yes.
And I keep thinking that there, to me, there's meat there. There's some there, especially since you never know with a pre-holiday. You never know how the show's going to go pre-holiday. These are weird days. We've been great all day, but yeah, you never know.
And
there's a lot of Penn State people in the area, and I feel like, by and large, they look at this season and go, yay. And you look at it and do not think that at all.
This has been sitting in front of me, taunting me like a boa constrictor snake. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there and I'm trying to pretend it's not there. And I know if I look over, it's going to bite me.
But
so here it is. And so while I have it ahead of me, I want to just read his quote here. This is from James Franklin. Well, where did most people have us coming into the season? And where are we? You look at our consistency. What would you rather have? Would you rather have 1 year where you spike up and then two average years? If you look, I think the most telling statistic is consistency. If you look at us over the last 4 years, pretty good. Now, while that statement is not clearly a bald-faced lie, the fact that he says, would you rather have 1 year where you spike up and two average years, why is that a choice? Is that a choice in Alabama? They don't ask that question in Alabama, do they?
Nope, they look at this year as a disappointment.
Right. Why do you to have any average years? Yeah. Why can't you spike up all the time? And by spike, I mean contend for a championship.
Ohio State last year had a down year. They lost one game.
But I just wanted to bring that to people's attention and show how you operate sometimes.
That is fair, though. That was fair. There's a lot of Penn State fans in the area. Unfortunately, Penn State is Philadelphia's team more than Temple when it comes to football.
That went right in the trash can, by the way.
Well, I got
some value.
But yeah, Penn State is Philadelphia's team by and large.
Not really.
It is.
No, there's a resentment.
There is a resentment, but people do pay attention to Penn State. We get people organically calling about Penn State on all shows, not just this one. We don't really get organic Ohio State or Alabama or Temple calls when it comes to football. We do organically on all the day parts get Penn State calls. This has in some way, we have adopted that school.
That is correct.
So?
All right, I'm moving on from that. Let's go to Pete in Wilmington. Pete, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pete.
Mikey Mess, how you doing?
What's up, Pete?
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tyrone, and Nat.
Thank you, and same to you, buddy.
Thank you. I love how you guys worked in the Ballard of Davy Crockett, too.
Yes. You actually have a question coming up along those lines. Legendary Deeds question is coming your way.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I... I want to skip over the talking about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles is pretty simple. If we don't beat the Dolphins, then just cancel the rest of the season. I want to talk about the Sixers,
okay.
Mainly with Brett Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to turn the temperature up on his seat. I don't know why he's getting a pass here in Philly.
You think he's getting a pass? Are you kidding me?
Look at all the other teams. Look at Kapler.
People have been screaming about Brett Brown for 2 years.
I'm one of them. I think.
Well, yeah, but it's not. They not getting any pass.
He's not under pressure.
He's under
Everybody's
pressure.
Okay with him.
Believe me, nobody's okay.
With the process.
No, nobody's okay with it. You're misreading that. He's on a hot seat all the time.
Maybe here in Philly, but not on national media.
Who cares about national media? We're talking about in Philadelphia. There are disgruntled Sixer fans out there.
He's not a great coach.
You might be right. Now, listen, here's the bottom line. At 40 games in, they're still playing this kind of way, up and down, and not really assuming the personality of an Eastern winner. Well, I think a move is going to be made.
Yeah. I hope so.
And I like the guy. But, you know, you can't, like, you can only carry it on so far.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think he's wore out his time, and we're through.
We'll see. Not yet.
We need a coach that can coach superstars.
Yeah, not yet.
And
we'll know 40 games in.
Have a more complex offense,
I got you.
Yeah.
But you can't make the decision right at this moment. All right, here's your general knowledge question.
Okay.
Legendary deeds. The deed was he slew an army with a donkey's jawbone, or as we call it, the jawbone of an ass, all thanks to fabulous hair.
In this day and age.
So you want the pilot?
He slew an army with a donkey's jawbone, the jawbone of an ass, and he had great hair. Who was it?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's biblical. It's biblical. Samson.
That's right. He had long hair.
That's correct. He had Fabio hair.
He did. Long blonde hair.
Well, what is the lasting memory of Fabio? Because I got it. What's the Fabio memory? When you think of Fabio, what do you think of?
I can't believe it's not butter.
All right, so you think of the commercial.
Yes.
What do you think of?
He was leading. I was doing political radio at the time up in New York, and Fabio became a correspondent on Trump's behalf on Fox News.
That's what you remember?
Yeah.
All right, here's what I remember. He was on a roller coaster, and a seagull slammed into his face broke his nose.
Yeah. He was going like 100 miles an hour.
Poor Fabio.
Yes. And there was a picture of handsome Fabio all smashed by a seagull.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. That tells you a little something about me. Alex in Frankfurt, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Alex.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, first of all.
What's up, Alex?
How are you, sir? Why do people question the guru? I don't understand that.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean about the guy that just got off the line talking about the Sixers and getting rid of Brett Brown?
Yeah.
It's too early right now.
Yeah.
It is too early.
Definitely too early.
Yeah. But what I wanted to talk about is where do we go from here with the Eagles? I mean, they need to get their sugar, honey, iced tea together. You know? I mean, really.
Well, listen, you know, the off season is a very important off season. They've got to draft well, and there are a lot of people that are skeptical that they can draft well, and they've got to attack some free agency.
Yeah. I got another question for you.
Yes.
What the heck happened with Howie not getting anybody? I mean, I'm like scratching my head. I'm like, you didn't get nobody to, like, help? I mean, yeah, you got Jordan Matthews, but that's kind of like,
yeah, here's the, you can like go and look at it in his head. Well, he didn't think there was anybody that was good enough that was going to make a difference, which is probably wrong. But the bottom line is he knows that he needs to get this roster younger and less expensive. And so he wasn't willing to give up draft picks because he knows his job is secure and he didn't have to spill his bucket to salvage this year. That's my answer to it.
I mean, my thing is kind of like, Are you still living off the Super Bowl thing? That's part of what my thought process.
Well, hey, listen, if you're safe in your position, you don't feel any immediacy to make a knee jerk reaction to salvage this particular season because you're going to be back next year anyway. You know, he's thinking it differently. A fan looks at it like, "Well, we got to salvage the season." General manager goes, "I'm safe, so I don't have to salvage the season."
A few of them games, I swear, if I had hair on my head, I'd have pulled it out. I mean, like you had the game, mm-hmm. and I'm like, "Oh,
yeah.
You know, I just couldn't."
Yeah, I got you. Mm. All right, Alex. General knowledge question is musical questions. This question was asked in a particular song. So the question that was asked is, who let the dogs out?
Oh, my God, that is too easy. Baja Men.
Baja Men is correct. The Baja Men. They're long gone, aren't they?
Yeah, they had a brief run. It was brief, but, I mean, I hope they saved their money.
It was brief. I think
they're still, like, popular, just not in the U.S.,
Really? Oh, they are?
Yeah,
they have other songs?
Yeah, they do. I dug into them not too long ago because I wanted to know where they were.
I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you two, one right now.
All right.
Because we're probably not going to get around to come back to this. The question is, that was asked in the song, how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
It's delicious meat.
How can you have any pudding? There are people all over Delaware Valley yelling the answer.
I don't know that song.
Can we have a clue?
Booty knows it.
Oh,
said at the end of the song.
I'll give you a clue.
A lot of people think this is the fifth best rock band of all time,
and they are right.
The fifth best?
Yes.
Yes, they are right.
The fifth best.
They're the fifth best. They are.
Maybe.
You don't like them, I know.
I don't dislike them.
Is it the Eagles?
No.
No, it's not the Eagles.
The Eagles aren't top five.
Fifth best rock band of all time.
Well,
I should have gotten it, but I've seen the answer because Booney gave it.
Yeah.
I didn't check his message.
It's Pink Floyd.
Oh.
They say it at the end of the song. What's the song?
Another brick in the wall.
I was just gonna guess that.
Another brick in the wall.
Yeah, they're five.
Yeah, I would argue that they're not five. That U2 is five, even though I'm not that fond of U2 either.
Yeah, no, I can't with U2.
All right. See, here's the thing about you. You dislike and can't rank fairly.
No, I can't rank fairly.
No.
They're top 10.
Because I give you the Drew Brees factor. That always defines you.
That one, you're right about.
You dislike and drop someone because of your dislike. I do not.
That's fair in Drew Brees' case because he's not top tier to me.
Let's go to Jimmy in Exton. Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy.
Mike, thanks for taking my call, man. Great show.
Thanks, Jimmy.
I'm a fellow Penn Stater, too, and I got to tell you, I bet against them. They're giving up 40 points this weekend against Rutgers. Rutgers might be terrible, but 40 points against this team? Yeah, I'll take it.
You're taking Rutgers? Frank. Rutgers isn't going to, they're not going to score.
Rutgers is a terrible coach. He's got the clock management
This is a 42-0 game if I ever saw one.
It could be. It could be. Hey, I'm really frustrated watching the Sixers still. They've got so much talent. They've had so much talent. I'm down to that Brett Brown is not the right guy. He keeps trying to start Furkan, who is a bum.
No, he always starts when it's not a full contingent. So,
it's so painful to watch him. He's terrible.
A lot of people like him, man. A lot of people like Furk.
So I think it's going to cost Brett his job. He's really demonstrated that he doesn't have a good system, and it's taken him too long to make adjustments. So
yeah.
I think he's going to be on the way out and see what your opinion on bringing Slick Rick Pitino in as the new coach.
No, I don't think that would work.
No?
No, he's ancient. Hey, he's in his 70s, isn't he?
He could be.
Yeah, he's like coaching. He's coaching in China or something. I don't know.
Oh, it was Greece.
Successfully.
Greece? Is that where he's coaching? All right, he's coaching in Greece. No, you're right. Listen, here's the deal. A lot of people will say to me, yo, where do you get the right to judge Furkan? Brett Brown is an NBA coach. He knows more about Furkan than you do. And I go, in this case, he does not. I'm right and Brett Brown is wrong. That's my answer. All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right, here we go with the general knowledge category. What U.S. state is closest to London geographically?
I have no idea. I'll guess Maine.
You're absolutely right.
Nice.
Hold on a second. A qualifier. Maine is correct.
I
hear Maine and it triggers a movie line.
What
Pope movie? At Greenwich Village.
Oh.
When Mickey Rourke's talking to Daryl Hannah and she suggests that maybe it's time to leave Brooklyn and move up to Maine. And he goes, "Hey, Diane. Yeah, I'm not going to move up to Maine and start chopping wood."
Can't say no that one.
Rick Pitino, 67 years old.
Oh, he's 67?
And last coached in the NBA in 2001.
So. That wouldn't be a good choice. Jeffrey in Wynwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeffrey.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
What's up, Jeff?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. So I really want to commend you for referencing the Howard Zinn. I think that's a really important book.
It's a must read for everybody, really.
Yeah, I'm doing it on Audible right now, but it's amazing. If you really want to take a deep dive, Taylor Branch has a trilogy on the King years. That's absolutely incredible.
I actually read one of them.
Yeah, go to the other.
Kanan's gate or
Kanan's
door.
Edge.
Kanan's Edge. Yes, I had that book.
The first two you have to get also.
Okay.
Very important.
Hey, I like Taylor Branch. Yep.
Yeah, great author. So I want to ask you about Ben Simmons because the metaphor I use or the simile I use for Ben Simmons is a baseball hitter that's like, yeah, I'll go up and take a walk or get a single, but if they're men on base, count me out. I'm not going to swing. I just don't understand the guy.
Yeah, well, listen, he's a very perplexing guy, and it's so disheartening to think that he did not progress past what we have known about Ben. And maybe I'm foolish, but I'm still hoping.
I don't think he has the heart of a lion or the heart of a champion.
I don't know what it is. I think he loves to play the game. I just think he is frozen in some kind of a state. It's very strange. All right. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Absolutely.
All right. It's a Thanksgiving Day question. What spices are mixed together to create pumpkin pie spice? Now, there are five of them. You got to give me three.
Pumpkin pie would be cinnamon.
That's one.
Nutmeg.
That's two. One more. The last three, one starts with a G, one starts with a C, one starts with an A.
Ginger?
Ginger's correct. All right, hold on a second. Cloves and allspice are the others.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of pumpkin pie.
I like it too.
Yeah, it'll be none of that at my sanctioned Thanksgiving. No.
No.
Nothing pumpkin
not
at all.
A pumpkin fan.
There'll be no pumpkin.
By the way, in the cornucopia, the little pumpkins are in cornucopia.
Though. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And the squash.
So what kind of pie do you have at the...
We might have some sweet potato
sweet
pie.
Sweet potato pie, what's the difference? They taste practically the same.
Sweet potato is less homeless. And then we'll also have some apple pie, I think.
Sweet potato is what?
Less homeless.
He has this thing about food.
Less homeless.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I feel like the pumpkin is just terrible. I feel we've been over this many times.
This is the homeless thing. It's the first time
I feel about. Like it's there's certain foods to me that come off home, like eating a cheese sandwich heating up the cheese into a grilled cheese separates the homeless from the homed.
Do you like cheese sandwiches?
No. Like straight cheese sandwiches?
Like cheese and yellow mustard on white bread.
No.
Come on. See what I mean? That's a homeless sandwich.
There's nothing wrong
homeless,
with the
that
cheese
will keep
sandwich.
You alive. But when you have a home, you have options, so you don't eat that homeless food. Yeah, I feel the same way about pumpkin.
No, I can't go straight cheese without a ham.
Right.
Spicing it up.
You have a
I can, like, go, I can go grilled cheese. I can go straight cheese and white bread.
Natalie works four jobs. Four jobs, and she's eating food. Come on.
That's Menagon.
Four jobs. She works four jobs, and all she can come up with is a cheese sandwich.
Because I'm busy, I don't have time to make anything else.
Yeah, you're so busy, you can't put some butter in a pan and make a grilled cheese.
What kind of cheese are you using here?
American.
You just put American cheese and mustard on white bread.
The processed, packaged cheese.
No, it's from the deli.
From the deli?
Yeah.
The white American.
American cheese with yellow white American. Bread with yellow mustard?
Yes, it's an American sandwich.
It's American. Yeah. It's colorless. You got to throw ham on that.
Sometimes you don't want the meat. You just want the cheese.
I never heard anybody say that.
What?
Ever. Wait.
My wife likes it, too.
Cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, they're great.
It infuriates me. Every time she has one, my instinct is to slap it out of her hand. Like, why am I working, doing all this work for you to be eating cheese sandwiches?
Because it's simple and it's tasty.
It's not tasty.
It is tasty.
And it's simple, all right.
It's not simple. You throw a piece of ham on it?
Well, I just prefer the cheese sandwich.
Little turkey? It's Thanksgiving time.
I actually haven't had a cheese sandwich since, like, the summer when you bring it to the beach. It's a very nice beach snack, too.
Are you sand and cheese?
What?
Sand and cheese is a delectable combo?
No, you wrap it in the tin foil and you have it in the cooler and then you have to hide from the seagulls. It's like a simple beach snack. Sometimes you don't want turkey or ham.
Yeah.
There's no violation here.
No, it's not a violation.
That's a violation.
I'm just not feeling the colorlessness of that.
It's not. I'm making you both a cheese sandwich next week.
You can ask a million Italians about that, and a million Italians will go, what?
Only not Italian says that's the only sandwich alive where adding bologna makes it an upgrade.
Oh, of course you got. Now, I like a bologna and cheese sandwich. I'll throw a couple slices of bologna on some American cheese.
Well, it's a better sandwich than just
cheese.
Yes, you can. It's called a cheese sandwich.
People like that put it on the menu, cheese hoagie. What is that?
Yeah, you got lettuce, tomato, cheese and cheese and mayonnaise? That's disgusting.
Right. Anyway, we're coming down the home stretch. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Misinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, let's get our final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons Small Business Saturday. It's coming up on November 30th to celebrate Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown is having a 20% off sale store-wide. So mark your calendar for November 30th and fill your shed like a pro. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,700 votes on this one today. How are you feeling right now about Philadelphia sports? 35% say optimistic. 65% say pessimistic.
All right, 65. It had been in the 60s all day long, so people are pessimistic. But you know what? If they whack Miami, different feeling next week.
Right. That, and the Sixers take care of business tonight, beat the Knicks, then beat the Pacers. They go to win the next three. Then at that point, they've won 7 of 8. And the one Toronto loss doesn't seem so bad because currently they've won 4 or 5. So if it gets to, you know, they've won 7 of 8, you don't feel as bad.
Pacers game is going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, second of a back there. My guess is Embiid will play tonight. He'll probably sit Friday against the Knicks on the road and then play Saturday. That would make more sense. I would not play him, whether you like low management or not, I would not play him against the Knicks and the Pacers back to back. I would sit him for the Knicks.
Probably right. All right, Tony in Delaware, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Tone.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
What's up, Tone? Thank you. You too.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, I want to ask you your opinion. Last couple games, man, we've been kind of in the game. I mean, a little bit. I mean, we had a chance. Especially last game. I mean, would you have thought that maybe Fetch and Wentz, bring McCown in, maybe in the fourth quarter, to get some sort of spark going? I mean, I don't know. He's not Foles, but, I mean, change it up a little bit.
You can't start playing those kind of games because then you're turning your fan base against the starting quarterback and you're adding more pressure than you should.
Okay, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, his whole play calling, like the screen pass and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't seen the quarterback sneak lately, you know, in short yardage situations. He seems like he's gone away from that.
I don't know if he's had a fourth and one or less than one. It's always been fourth and two or three. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think that. Am I right? Yeah, fourth and one or less than one, he's probably going to sneak it. I don't think that they've been in that situation the past 2 weeks.
It's play calls driving me crazy the last two games. It's just pretty predictable anymore. And just as a fan, you know, I just can't take it. I can't see them.
I got you. Now again, they're going to be able to score on this team. Should be able to anyway.
Should. That's why I said, a couple of weeks. So it's like they offense were supposed to be the highlight of this year, and now all of a sudden it's like, where'd it go?
Yeah, you know, I got you.
I know we got injuries, and I get that, but still, this guy's supposed to be an elite quarterback. And I mean, would you put him even in the top 10 at this point?
We kind of went over that at this point. I think he's in a top 10, but we didn't take a poll after this game, so maybe he has dropped. I don't know. But on a talent level, he's top 10. All right, the general knowledge question. Legendary deeds. All right, these are people, real and fictional, who are credited with these legendary deeds. This is a pro wrestler. Uh-oh. This pro wrestler drank 119 beers in a six-hour sitting.
Oh, Andre the Giant.
That is correct. Andre the Giant is correct. Jerome in West Philly. Jerome.
Eminem, what's going on?
Jerome, man? Are you okay for next Wednesday?
Yeah, next Wednesday, yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
All right.
If
you get there at 8:00, you're at Harry's in Chester.
All right, no problem.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
And first of all, y'all ain't giving us enough credit on that line. I heard that line, man.
Yeah, I know. I gotta say that you're up against some knowledgeable folks.
Hey, that's all right. This is not general knowledge. Trust me, I'm good with the few. I ain't got no problem with that.
All right,
Tyrone selling us. Oh, let me get on Tyrone for one second.
He made the broadcast. Yeah. -400.
Yeah, -400. Come on, Ty. I thought we were better than that.
You're about to get a general knowledge question wrong.
Yeah, we talked about you and how you've had problems with general knowledge, and we're thinking like under the bright lights of TV lights, you know. I don't know how you're gonna fare.
All right, we're gonna see. Even if I get the question wrong today, I'm not gonna get it wrong next Wednesday, believe me.
All right.
Hey, look, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Y'all know y'all my family, so happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
You too, Jerome.
Okay. I don't understand how you the best in the league, and you drop a donut. Now, I've been keeping off of Joel for a minute, but that right there, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So when somebody writes an article saying, are they overvalued or whatever that comment was, you don't see that by now?
Well, see, again, you got that Laker flavor going on, so you're going to see it that way naturally.
But that's,
you're not fooling anybody, Jerome.
But a donut, don't
you? Because this is your backdoor way sticking. Yeah. You know?
No, I really had no idea.
Yeah, you're like a matador when the bull goes by. You throw the picador in there.
Yeah, and the first team out of Tyrone's mouth was the Clippers. Yeah, we made it to the championship, play the Clippers. that pissed me off, too. I can't wait to talk to Tyrone in person.
All right, Jerome, here is the general knowledge question.
Let's roll with it.
These are questions in music. So this is a music question where they ask the actual question in the music.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go. Let's go with this one here. What do you mean? What do you mean is the question that's in the song.
I see why you laughed.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you three chances here. All right. So you muffed that one, right? You don't know that one. All right. That's Justin Bieber. All right. Now here I'll give you this one here. Can you feel the love tonight? Can you feel the love tonight? What's that one? You might go 0-3 here.
Hey, I might.
All right. So you don't have an answer for that either?
Say that again?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Nah.
All right, that's Elton John. And then finally,
War, what is it good for?
Absolutely not.
See? This is why we worry about you next week. You came up with the Ziggy on three questions. That was Edwin Starr. War, what is it good for? Or or was the previous title of Testikov's book?
Yes, War.
Or no, not Testikov's book. It was, what was the Russian author? What's his name?
Oh,
because... Not Testikov, but...
Yeah, Testikov was the guy who threw the organizer out of the limo window and hit the girl.
Yes. Well,
Tolstoy.
Tolstoy, that's right. Yes. Tolstoy.
Yes, right. It would be interesting if the book was named its original title.
War, what is it good
what
for?
What is it good for? Jerry made it for
right,
for
not
that.
War and Peace, but War, what is it good for? All
that's
right.
That's where they got the name of the song from.
all right, so the... whose manuscript was it? It was her, but what was she like? Wasn't it?
No, she was editing that guy.
But didn't she have another client with a manuscript?
Yes, and Kramer ended up reading it.
And that was where her fiance stole the statue.
Is that that one?
Yeah, because she was the guy who was the cleaning. He cleaned Jerry's apartment, and he stole George's statue. And he was married to he was with the crazy woman who was a writer. Rava. Her name is Rava. Anyway, meaningless stuff. Plain cheese sandwiches, white bread and mustard. And Sound Off is coming your way after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, thanks to our brand new sponsor, we finally have some great snacks. Ran a new shipment today. Yeah, we got some cheese curls from hers. Cheese curls, popcorn, pretzels. Yeah, all the great varietals, they're fantastic. The chips flavors. If you're hosting friends to watch the game, there's really no reason to serve anything other than Hers snacks. Hers has been Philly's game day favorite for 73 years. You can always count on Hers to deliver unbeatable hometown flavor through sports seasons that were good and bad. And whether you're tailgating at the stadium or at home, keep your game day Philly. Stock up on all the great Hers snacks. Trust me, the way to impress your friends with your game day spread is to include plenty of Hers snacks. And make sure you try Hers pub style sourdough pretzels. The perfect complement to your favorite adult beverage. Hers forever good.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's time for Sound Off as we wrap up this pre-Thanksgiving show. Sound Off 610-771-9705. You got something to say, just hit us up and leave a message. And we listen to all the messages and we select the ones that are most worthy.
Clearly, what you have in Philadelphia is the inability to select players, whether it's the Phillies, the Sixers, or the Eagles. They all pick these players that flop. Until they learn to pick players, they're never going to win. All three of those teams.
That certainly has been a problem lately. it can always get better.
You know, I guarantee you, Mike, in the next few days, you're going to get a call, and it's going to go like this. Okay, if we run the table, and this team beats that team, and that team beats the other team, and these other two teams tie, Mike, we're in. We are in. And I'd say to that, what are you in? You're in for another 2 weeks of baby misery mediocrity. Why do we go through this? It's a big bunch of baloney.
No, it's not baloney. Hey, listen. We know there are limitations on this season. But when you have something to achieve, and certainly winning a division and getting a home playoff game is something to achieve, it's not baloney. And it's very feasible.
Jordan Matthews plays more snaps than any other Eagle on offense. They cut him.
What's going on? Every other team has that little pesky guy that can't be covered or the deep threat. We got nothing.
No, you get Greg Ward activated now. And who else? Is that it?
That's the only change.
People were yelling for Mark and Michelle last week.
That's silly.
To me. Is he on the practice squad or he's gone, right?
He's gone completely.
Yeah, he's gone completely.
The reason I have some hope for Ward is because he's a converted wide receiver. Sometimes those guys are late bloomers. Had he been a wide receiver his whole life and he still was on the practice squad, he's never going to make it. But maybe there's something there.
Yeah.
How did the NCAA justify jumping Ohio State over LSU to number one because Ohio State barely beat Penn State? That is what they're going to base their reasoning for jumping them over LSU. LSU just did a little thing called lumping up Alabama. Come on, man.
I don't know. I thought that was a little odd too. But
it was. If you look at the schedule in totality, Ohio State has actually played a tougher schedule, and LSU's defense is among the worst in college football. Ohio State's is among the best in college football.
It comes out in the numbers.
But LSU will pass them again if they beat Georgia in the. So it's liquid.
SEC title game?
Yeah, so it's liquid. But right now, Ohio State does have a better resume right this minute.
Yeah, my college football season is over. So.
My gosh.
Joel didn't make no points. I bet you if you paid me his salary, I could go out there and at least make 2 points. You're kidding me. They stink.
That's not true!
What, so you need to be paid that salary to make 2 points, or can you make it just without the money?
Hey, what's good, Mike? Got a question for you. And Ty, you can answer this question if you want also. If you had the chance to pair up Joel Embiid with another superstar of another team, let's just say Luka Doncic, and get rid of Ben Simmons. So it'll be Luka and Joel Embiid's team. Would you not do it?
A lot of people have asked that question. Would you trade Luka for Ben Simmons? And I guess you have to give it thought. But since it's a ridiculous premise and it'll never happen, why even think about it?
When I sit down to dinner tomorrow and give thanks, I will give much thanks that I was a Sixers fan from the mid-70s to the mid-80s because they are a terrible and horrendous organization. And I feel very badly for all you poor people who have to follow them in these modern days.
Wow. Well, I have nothing to add to that. That's the way you feel. That's the way you feel.
You know, I don't want Jerry Jones to fire Jason Garrett because that may galvanize the team and the guy who might take over might get the most out of that team. So I want Jerry Jones to not fire anybody. You want Jason Garrett to continue to be the coach. You want him to get fired at the end of the season. Not right now. That might bring that team together and then it'll be impossible for the Eagles to beat.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. You're probably right about that. That's a good call.
Mikey, miss, I'm getting a little tired of the Eagles being in the driver's seat. The last time I checked, they're a game behind Dallas. So we're counting on Dallas losing games and the Eagles winning games, and nothing's definite. So as long as they're a game behind, they're not in the driver's seat.
They are. They're in the driver's seat because all they have to do is beat bad teams. Their schedule is the weakest. They beat bad teams, then they beat Dallas, and they're in.
Right.
They're in the driver's seat.
If Dallas wins all their other games and loses to the Eagles, and the Eagles win out, the Eagles win the division. They literally control their own destiny if they're able to win. I don't know how much more simple he wants it to be.
Yeah.
Now, when looking at this game this weekend against Ryan Fitzpatrick, you have to use analytics. Now, the following applies.
He beat you before, and he can beat you again. He can beat you again. He can beat you again. He beat you before. He'll beat you again.
What?
He's saying because he beat Nick Foles and the Eagles last year with Tampa Bay with DeSean Jackson and a bunch of different players. That now he can beat the Eagles this Sunday.
No. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundOff. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610 771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Alrighty, that was sound off. Everybody, listen, have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving Day with the family, whatever you're doing. Be careful out there because there are a lot of people out there. Stay tuned for Devon Gibbons. He'll lead you right into Sixers Kings broadcast right here on 975 The Fanatic. And also, quick slants on NBC Sports Philly will lead you into the Sixers pregame show. Our grand prize winner today of the Temple football tickets versus UConn, Brian. Congratulations to Brian. All right, everybody, have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.